No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello there, welcome once again to this CNN News 18 podcast, the Brass Tacks podcast as we're calling it now. My name is Zucker Jacob. I'm the anchor of the Brass Tacks news show, which airs weeknights at 9:25 on CNN News 18. So, what do we have today? We've got a big exclusive with the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister, Yogi Adityanath, and he's given us a whole bunch of news points. But I think the one that stands out, both in terms of the curiosity it's generated and the very sharp and polarizing opinions it's generated, is what he said about population control. Basically echoing what the Prime Minister said, that the time has come for some kind of curbs, certainly not involuntary curbs, but certainly some kind of law. At least we should begin to think in terms of some kind of a law for population control, because let's face it, we have limited resources, population is increasing at the rate of knots. Eventually, whether it is resources, whether it is jobs, you are going to have a bit of a scramble going forward. So Yogi Adityanath echoing what the Prime Minister said. Now, I want to deal with this in two parts, primarily. I want to deal first with the social or communal aspect of it, and then I want to deal with the economic aspect of it, because it's two separate strands to this population debate. The social or communal part first. Clearly, I mean, there is some amount of dog whistling going on here when you talk about population, because I think the reference is to the minority communities, and particularly the Muslim communities, where the impression is, and this has been a standard theme by the Hindutva followers, that the rate of population growth amongst the minority community is much higher than what it is in the majority community. So let's put that to some, you know, basic test. I've got figures with me from the census, the 2011 census, the 2001 census, and the 91 census. And there is some truth to the rate of growth of population being higher in some sections as opposed to being lower in some others. So I'm looking at the latest figures in the 2011 census. The rate of growth of the Hindu population is 16.8%. Total Hindu population in India is a little over 96 crores. The rate of growth of the Muslim population is 24.5%, so about a third more than the rate of growth of the Hindu population. But still, in terms of absolute numbers, the absolute population of Muslims in India is about 17 crores and change. So if you were to look at it at absolute numbers, the population of Muslims is about a fifth compared to the population of Hindus. But the rate of growth is a third more than the rate of growth of Hindus. So you could argue, yes, Muslims are growing at a higher rate of growth than the Hindu population, but nowhere close to the actual numbers of the Hindu population. So if you were to grow at this rate, it would probably take 100 years, if not more, for the actual population of Muslims to outnumber the population of Hindus. So yes, like I said, if you were to look at the social and communal part of it, there is some amount of dog whistling going on. If you were to look at the other minorities, the Sikh population, and this is something that should worry any group of people, the Sikh population is growing only at 8.4%, which means that there will come a time when there will be substantially higher number of older people in the Sikh community than there are younger people. And that's a problem for any community because, you know, old people need to be taken care of. They're not economically productive. They're also a burden in some form on resources, both at the level of families and individuals, and certainly also on the state. So any community which where the rate of growth is not active enough, let's say 10 or 12%, you will get to a situation where eventually there will be too many old people and too few young people to support those old people. So that's something that the Sikh community would be facing as a challenge in the years to come. Now, let me break down this argument in terms of an economic rationale. Is there economic rationale in this whole population debate? Now, if you look at countries like Japan, and you're seeing some of it in China as well, the demographic dividend that these countries had, China, let's say from the late 70s, early 80s to 2010 or so, they had this phenomenal 30 years of growth, which was primarily driven by a young working age population. Now it's come to a stage that after 30, 40 years of the one child policy, China has actually relaxed the one-child policy because, again, the same problem. There are too many old people and too few young people to support those old people. So starting, I think, the last few years, the Chinese government has relaxed the one-child policy and said that if both the mother and the father, or the husband and the spouse, both happen to be single children, then they can have more than one child. So there's been a fair amount of relaxation because the Chinese government realizes that some years down the line, they will not have enough of a productive population. They will not have enough number of people in the productive working age if you were to just continue with this one-child policy. That's why they happened to relax it a few years ago. So what was happening at a societal level in China because of the one-child policy was that you had one grandchild who was left to take care of four grandparents, the two sets of grandparents from the mother's side and two sets of grandparents from the father's side. And that obviously would put a huge amount of strain on any individual. So I think all societies, all healthy societies, have to find that delicate balance where the replacement rate is as much or slightly higher than the actual fertility rate, so that there is at any given point of time decent number of people in the working population. Otherwise, you'll end up like Japan, you'll end up like some of the European countries, and the same challenge that the Chinese are now facing, and that is that in a few years, they won't have enough people in the working age population to support the ones who are dependents, who are either too young, between 0 and 18, or who are too old, beyond 60, who need to be supported by individuals as well as families and the state itself. So this is going to be one of our focus areas on Brass Tacks tonight at 9:25 p.m. I want to remind you once again, we're not going to be debating it. We're going to be taking away the debate from primetime. Instead, we'll be looking at data. We'll be looking at figures and facts. No debates, no bias. It's just the news as it was meant to be and as it should be. That's Brass Tacks, weeknights at 9:25 with me, Zaka Jacob. For the rest of the news, you can always go to news18.com.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zaka Jacob.